All right. We've now been joined by our pole sitter for tomorrow's race here at Talladega Super Speedway. A big thank you to Michael McDowell for coming in and spending some time with us. Congratulations on that pole win. I know it's always nice to start these tracks in the pole position. Tell us a little bit about your lap, and then we'll go to questions.
Yeah, it's Talladega is for qualifying. There's not a whole lot the driver does, but try not to make any mistakes. But more than anything, I talked about it before I went out there. Daytona got rained out for qualifying, and we were looking forward to seeing where our car was at and if we'd made any gains from the first two Super Speedway races. And so we didn't really know where we were at today, just because we didn't have that baseline at Daytona. But really proud of the effort of everybody at Spire Motorsports. We've worked really hard to find some speed, and everybody at the Hendrick Engine Shop as well, just trying to catch up on these super speedways. Having a fast car is important, and being able to lead lanes and control lanes, you got to have speed to do that. So the pole's awesome, but more importantly, just knowing you got a fast car going into the race tomorrow.
All right, we'll go to questions for Michael. If you have one, raise your hand. I'm going to start with Reed up front.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. What was the difference between your two laps? Because you had a pretty dramatic improvement from the first to the second.
Yeah, so, without giving away too much, our first lap was good, and we felt like we probably had a little bit more room to get a bit more speed out of it with, some adjustments, and we were able to do that. A lot of times you sort of nail it that first time and you're afraid to do too much more because you can make it worse. And we felt like we had a little bit more room to go, and which is a chance, because without practice, and you just don't know what's too much. But we knew that we were close. Like, anytime you're in that, top five or six, you're close. So for us, we were about a tenth off of the best car, and we felt like, if we leave it the same, we're not going to have a shot. So we might as well go a little bit and see if we can gain some more.
All right, additional questions for Michael? All right, we'll go to Bob and then Dustin.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Do you have a car that can do everything you need to do to keep the lead?
I hope so. Well, I'll tell you tomorrow. We've talked about that a little bit before. I think you and I have, Bob. Is like, for me, I've sat on a lot of these poles now, and I don't feel like it's taken away from my car's ability to race. I haven't felt like I've been at that compromise cross point yet, so I hope so. You don't know until you know. Even though I haven't had the results here the last couple years, I've been really close to getting to the checkered flag. I've led coming to the white a few times. And so, I think that it hasn't hurt my ability to move and make moves and take a push and be pushed. It's the first time I've been in the 71 and in Chevy and in this spot. So I'll learn a lot more tomorrow, but I felt like our speed at Daytona was good and our cars took push good and pushed well and raced well. I'm not nervous going into it at all. No.
All right. Dustin,
go ahead. Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Not many Chevrolets up toward the front. Obviously, you have Kyle Busch behind you. I'm guessing he'll start right behind you. So how much have you worked with Kyle in this type of racing? And how do you maybe make that work to keep you guys controlling a lane at least early on?
Yeah, for sure. Well, both of us have been doing it a long time. So I've worked with Kyle a lot. And on super speedways, and more than anything, you just build trust of knowing how aggressive to be and when to be aggressive and when to take those big pushes and when not to. And you sort of build that rhythm on track with the handling that you have that day, and there is some chemistry between drivers for sure. And, but I've worked with Kyle before, and, obviously he's got a really fast car as well. I sort of thought that he was going to be the one that could beat us there as he went out, just because he's a bit quicker. And I felt like we hit it well, where the wind was changing quite a bit in the qualifying session and the sun was coming a little bit in and out, and it's not a huge deal here, but the wind is a big deal. And I felt like he was probably the closest, sort of condition to condition, and We were just able to pick up a little bit more of that last run. So obviously having two fast Chevys up there, but it won't be long. You know, everything cycles around. And as you guys know, there's an element of fuel mileage and getting into your windows and getting into the right lap window that you want to be in. So eventually we're going to be all bunched together, three and four wide, and you'll be close to your neighbors and your friends. So yeah, I think that, you know, more than anything, it's just trying to keep the control early on and get through that first cycle and have the control going into the end of the first stage. Yep.
All right. Do we have any final questions? Okay, we'll take one final question. Steph, there in the back.
Hey, Michael, this is Tracy with Novel Photos. I was just wondering about your... If you win the pole versus maybe you don't do so well in qualifying, is your I know your confidence would be different. I'm trying to think if your preparation is different going into the next day and the next morning and, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Into the race. I mean, I think that your confidence is obviously high when you have a fast car. So if we would have qualified fifth today, I'd have still felt really good going into the race tomorrow, or even 10th, you know, just because we call it, we're in the window. We're in the window of speed that you need to be in, I feel like, to really contend and lead lanes. But I've also qualified with cars that had 35th place speed here and gotten top 10s, right? But the difference between that is that's more survival. And when you have a car that is capable of getting the pole and capable of running in the top 10 on raw speed, it's more about you're controlling your own destiny and controlling the lanes and having a real shot at making the moves when you need to. So I would say I probably would go in optimistic. I always do. You know, it doesn't really matter the circumstances, but it definitely is a confidence booster knowing you have the speed. And as far as the preparation goes, you know, you prepare before you get here. But it does change based on your starting position of, you know, how you're going to manage fuel and which lane you're going to take and how you're going to do that. And so, yes, there'll be some additional preparation, you know, starting on the front row that you would maybe not have if you're starting mid-pack where you're kind of just wedged in there. But a lot of that's already been done, too. We were hoping to be in this spot.
All right, Michael, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And best of luck tomorrow.
Yes.